This is Mike Osborne with state and local news here on WMOT.
Good evening, everybody. Shabbat Shalom.
Services are getting underway at the Temple, Nashville's oldest Jewish synagogue.
Baruch atah Adonai.
The congregation first met in the home of a prominent Nashville family in the 1840s and began building a synagogue on Vine Street in 1851. Senior Rabbi Mark Shifton says the Jewish community has enjoyed a mostly positive relationship with Nashville's majority Christian population in the years since. He says that bond has recently grown noticeably stronger. But Rabbi Shifton also says that he has for some time now been warning his members about a rising tide of anger in America. He says seeing Nazis marching and chanting anti-Semitic slogans this past summer in Charlottesville suggests that Jews are, once again, becoming a focus for that anger.
For many of my members, that was a signal moment that said to them, do not kid yourselves. It will come to us. It has come to our door. And at that point, it becomes an unavoidable reality.
Mark Friedman says that Jews all over the Mid-State feel that same unease. Friedman is the executive director of the Jewish Federation of Nashville in Middle Tennessee. He points to several incidents in recent years. A bullet was fired at the West End Synagogue in 2015. That same year, swastikas were painted on a fraternity house wall at Vanderbilt.
Yes, people are concerned. I would not say that they're fearful, but I would say that they are concerned about a rising tide of anti-Semitism.
Friedman says the Jewish community is especially troubled by the impact that trend is having on the Mid-State's few remaining Holocaust survivors. Rabbi Shifton shares that concern.
They are among the most alarmed because they recognize from their own experience and with hindsight these very similar trend lines.
Both men say that if there's a silver lining to the Jewish community's distress, it is that the need to act is clear and the impulse to band with other persecuted minorities is strong.
There's no place for apathy in all of this. If you're apathetic or if you ignore it, you're by default letting it happen.
Personally and communally stand up and stand against all forms of bigotry, bullying, intimidation, and insult to the human dignity of other human beings.
We read responsively by stanza. May the door of this synagogue be wide enough to receive all who hunger for love, all who are lonely for friendship.
May it welcome all who have cared.
This story is part of a WMOT series entitled Tennessee Divided, an exploration of the cultural, racial, and political discord across Middle Tennessee and the nation. Look for a link to this and other stories in the series at wmot.org.